Four Democratic candidates for governor and three for lieutenant governor met last night to discuss education policy at a forum hosted by the Real News Network in Baltimore. The forum's stated focus was the state panel studying how to revise Maryland's education funding formulas and modernize the state's approach to education more broadly. The group's known as the Kerwin Commission because it's led by University System of Maryland Chancellor Emeritus Britt Kerwin. It plans to publish its recommendations at the end of the year, and they are expected to come with a big price tag. WIPR's Rachel Bay was at last night's forum and is on the line now. Rachel, what did the candidates say about how they would pay for the commission's recommendations?
So it's important to note that we don't know what the Kerwin Commission's recommendations will actually cost. A 2016 study found that the state should be spending $1.9 billion more each year on schools, and that's the figure people tend to use, but all we know for sure is that it will be expensive. Former NAACP President and CEO Ben Jealous mentioned his proposal to raise income tax rates by 1% on the top 1% of earners to pay for the recommendations. That started a heated back and forth with State Senator Richard Madalino, who's on the Kerwin Commission and is considered an expert on the state budget.
You're making the assumption that we do not have the resources already to put into the school system in order to fund the formulas. We don't have $2 billion today to start it. But that ramping it up over several years, which is inevitably the approach that's going to be used.
What's our surplus?
We have a half a billion surplus resources.
Now. Hold on.
We have the resources.
You can hear fellow gubernatorial candidate Alec Ross interject that the state has a sizable surplus already. The state is expecting a revenue boost as a result of changes to federal tax law that take effect this year. The plan is to put some of that surplus towards schools. Madalino also said Maryland's tax rate on top income earners is already one of the highest in the country, but Jealous said it could be higher.
We're at a point where the gap between the haves and the have not is getting so big, and education is our great equalizer, and we have to be willing to say to those who have the most, you can pay a bit more so that our society can get stronger.
One of the big questions surrounding the Kerwin Commission's work is how Maryland should be supporting schools that have high concentrations of poverty. Did the candidates give any indications of how they would address that?
The commission has considered a formula that would result in more money for jurisdictions with high concentrations of poverty, like Baltimore, and less money for wealthier counties, like Howard and Montgomery. The candidates were asked whether they would support that kind of a formula. Ross and Jealous and Lieutenant Governor candidates Brandon Scott, whose running mate is Jim Shea, and Elizabeth Embry, the running mate of Rashern Baker, all said definitively yes, they would support that formula.
Now, is it a given that the next governor will implement the Kerwin Commission recommendations? Did any of the candidates suggest that if elected, they would not make those changes?
The short answer is no, it's not a given. Lawmakers will introduce some or all of the commission's proposals as legislation next year after the report is released, and the governor can support or oppose the measures or introduce his or her own version. Nearly all of the candidates at the forum expressed firm support for the commission's work, but Ross also made a pretty good point about all of this.
It's like going into a restaurant, opening up a menu, everything looks great, and there are no prices beside it. Right? And so what that means then is you get a bunch of people up here talking about how committed we are to fully fund education and implement the recommendations of the Kerwin Commission, but there are no numbers, and there are no proposed timelines.
And several candidates were quick to say that if Governor Larry Hogan gets reelected, some of the proposals will almost certainly be lost.
And just as education's a big issue in the Democratic gubernatorial primary, it's likely to be a big topic in the general this fall. WIPR's Rachel Bay will continue to keep us informed on it. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
A reminder that early voting for the primary election starts tomorrow. Election day itself is less than 2 weeks away on Tuesday, June 26th.